Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Ayo, welcome into the CHGO White Sox podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the app today and use promo code CHGO when you sign up. Welcome into Studio A of our CHGO offices here in the West Loop of Chicago. I'm Sean Anderson, the host of CHGO White Sox podcast. You can follow me on Twitter at Sean_W_Anderson. You can follow the show on Twitter at CHGO_White Sox. We have the full CHGO White Sox crew here today. Got Vinny Duber on the far left. You can follow him on Twitter at Vinny Duber. He's our CHGO White Sox beat writer. Just had an exclusive interview with Dylan Cease yesterday. So if you missed it, make sure you can check that out on yesterday's podcast. But it's also on our YouTube page, standalone as well. Also some great clips out there on the social medias.
And head to the website, too.
It's
everywhere. We put it everywhere.
We blasted it. So you really can't miss it. But if you have, that's where you can check it out. And that's Herb Lawrence.
Hello.
You can follow him on Twitter at EctorMall23. He's our CHGO White Sox community leader. Got some more Dylan Cease talk, because then after our show, he then talked to you guys again. Well, you know,
the media blitz yesterday for Dylan Cease.
Had a day in the life released as well. I thought there was some interesting stuff in there that us as cat owners can even appreciate. And then we're also talking about the World Baseball Classic. The preliminary rosters are starting to take a little bit more shape. We're getting closer and closer, so more opt-ins and more opt-outs, not the official rosters yet, but maybe you can get a take on the World Baseball Classic. Are we excited? Do we have no feelings at all? Is it interesting? You know, it's still fairly new. First one was in 2006, so
what a tease. We might have no feelings at all.
We might.
Ooh.
Hey, we're just talking baseball. In
entertainment
January
abounds.
We're having fun with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, why not? Let's get into some Dylan talk. You know, it's always fun. Agents. Scott Boras is going to be writing a book, apparently, to Dylan Cease. But I thought it was interesting in the media scrum that he had with you guys that he mentioned he would stay in Chicago, but for a fair price, no?
Yeah, I mean, what else is he going to say? I think that's true, right? I mean, a perfectly political answer. That's what everybody wants to hear. It's falls under the category of saying all the right things. But we talked about yesterday on the show when he had, you know, I asked him about Scott Boras and stuff like that, and how, you know, 10 years ago, maybe a little more, you know, agents were bad guys. They were the bad guys of baseball, right? They were the ones that were keeping your team from getting your favorite player or something like that. And nowadays, I think people are a lot more educated on the business side of baseball, and they go, and the role has kind of been reversed. And I think most fans know, hey, you want a guy? You better pay him. And so it's good to hear, if you're a White Sox fan, that Dylan Cease likes being here, that he likes Chicago, that he that all of the non-money criteria might be met, right? But at the end of the day, I think everybody knows what drives this game and what drives the decision-making of players and their representatives when it comes to deciding where to sign one of them big, big deals. You see what kind of paydays pitchers are getting out there on the open market, on the free agent market. If you're a pitcher, why wouldn't you try to do that? Certainly that should be the goal of these guys, is to make the most money that they can while playing the game that they love. So they should not be necessarily derided for trying to get to free agency. And hey, if he's going to stay with the White Sox, it's on the White Sox to keep him. We can talk a little bit about the how possible one of those extensions are, or at least some of the context surrounding the White Sox and extensions like that. Certainly, everybody's been kind of geared up to maybe not expect, but really want to see those kind of things after what happened with Tim Anderson and Eloy Jimenez and Luis Robert, Yoan Moncada. You know, the talk up until last season was all about Lucas Giolito, right? And when are they going to extend him?
Well, there was a reported extension that apparently turned down for 4 years, $50 million. So now looking at the way the arbitration's gone, you know, does he regret that? You know, I mean, the White Sox have always seem to be aggressive with extensions.
I mean, if you could look at the free agent market and see pitchers who are of the caliber of Lucas Giolito and below Lucas Giolito getting like $15 million contracts for multiple years, and you're like, okay, Lucas made maybe a calculated risk. If he's going to have another year like he had in 2022, you know, he should have taken that deal. But at the time, no, I wouldn't have taken it either. But I usually, you know, if I was informing and advising pitchers, I would tell them to take a market value deal all the time, every single time, because of the injury factor with pitchers. But for Dylan Cease, having that new agent of Scott Boras, where many of his clients, majority of his clients, got to get to free agency first before they even think about signing back with the team that they're with, I would say that Dylan Cease should continue on that trajectory. He's got 3 years left with the White Sox under contract. I think with no major league injuries in his future, in his past, he can probably look at himself and say, you know what, me settling for whatever the White Sox are going to offer me is just messing me up with my money going forward. I want 30 teams to bid on my services. So if I can get to that third year arbitration and get the free agency, there'll be 30 teams. And the White Sox couldn't be in the mix too. Hey, if you offer me a deal, I won't take a hometown discount, but I'll look at you favorably because I've been there. I have probably have a nice place during this summertime months in Chicago that I like. I like to explore around there. It's a great city. But if you offer me a good deal, I'll be with you. But I would not advise Dylan Cease, even though I'm a White Sox fan, to sign a long-term extension unless it's like by far and away the best deal he can get and it's just so good. It's like, hey, there's no reason for me to look elsewhere.
Herb's trying to open up an agency here. He's trying to get some clients. He's offering free advice right now.
There would be no way. Like, if I was a batter, if I was Yoan Moncada, Eloy Jimenez, Luis Robert, Tim Anderson, I would never, ever, ever, ever sign an extension.
No,
why?
You would never, ever, ever sign for millions and millions of dollars?
No.
Herb.
If I'm at the top of my game, I'm trying to get to free agency. That second contract is the contract you're looking for.
Herb, they never played a game.
Luis Robert has a butterfly sanctuary.
Understood. You could have actual butterflies named after you if you play this right. He could have $300-400 million.
I think he needs to be a scientist in order to do that.
No, because he could just buy the species because he'll have that much goddamn money. No, he has good money. Not great money.
I think you could buy a butterfly for at least like $20 million.
That's a lot of that's a good chunk of his change, though.
I think
if you had $300 million, you wouldn't have to worry about too much.
Major League Baseball team comes in here and plops $12 million down on the table, Herb. I think
if I was good at baseball, no. But I'm not good at baseball. You guys saw me fall out there. Come on now. I would take it. Yes, Herb Lawrence would take it. If I was advising Louis, like, what are you doing, man? Just wait the 3 weeks. Let them play with their service time. Get here. Get 6 years of service time, 7 years of service time because they play with your thing. Get out and get 30 teams to bid on your services. That's what I would do, but it's easy for me to say that because I'm not a good baseball player.
Well, and that seems to be
or an agent.
That seems to be the assumption for
that disclaimer probably should have come before that whole segment right there.
I'm sorry, guys, to inform you, I'm not an agent.
You're not an agent. And you're not a player,
or not even a baseball player at all, good or bad.
Shocking news to me.
You've seen me play softball.
I've worked with you for the past year, and you have not once left to go to your baseball agent. Player or agent job?
No.
No, you've always been here.
Herb's the mystery team. Herb's always the mystery team.
Herb's always got some deals and some cash moving around. What's up to KPW?
Donkey bag.
Thankfully, he made it. And what's up, Jackson Orlando? Or Jackson Orland
Park.
I love Orland Park. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jackson Orland Park. And is there Jackson Hole? Jackson Hole. I was thinking Jackson Park.
That's in Wyoming.
There's a Jackson Park.
There's a Jackson Park on the south side. It's where the World's Fair was.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
That's pretty famous. That's world famous.
It's world famous, yeah. It's right in the name.
Is that historic?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I think that's where they're building the Obama
I was going to say.
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah.
Library of Congress. That's in Washington, D.C.
Just you're all over the map library. Here today, Sean.
Yeah, hey, we'll figure it out.
Literally, all over the map.
Hey. I think the common assumption, though, for White Sox fans is, and, you know, Metallicat says it in response to your tweet when you tweeted out, asked about the potential for a long-term contract with the Sox. C said he'd always be open to a fair deal. And Metallicat saying, his agent's Boras, enough about signing an extension. Boris clients all go to free agency to drive up the price.
Good to have the expert insight from Metallica.
Right, but no, I mean we're on the ground with the fans and stuff. So I just want to at least talk about what their assumption is. And I did think that Josh Nelson and Jim Margolis had an interesting discussion on Sox Machine, their Sox Machine podcast, about Steven Strasburg, who is a Scott Boras client. And in 2016, Strasburg signed a 7-year, $175 million extension to remain with the Nats, and then they win the World Series. He's World Series MVP, and after 3 years, he opts out, hits free agency, and the Nationals still retain his services, but he then makes $245 million after the 3-year extension. So, again, it's not out of the realm of possibility for Dylan Cease to sign an extension. It's just I don't know if the White Sox think of it as a priority.
The White Sox think of it as a priority, but it wouldn't be surprised. It's not surprising at all to hear they want to do it. They want to get a good deal for themselves. Mm-hmm. Dylan Cease wants to get a good deal for him. It's very hard for those two things to meet in the middle, given the circumstances of just baseball in general. And when Dylan Cease says, I would always be open to a fair deal, Herb uses the term market value. Market value for the guy who finished second in the Cy Young vote mm-hmm. last year, who might end up the best pitcher in the American League in 2023.
Yes, sir.
That market value for that guy is going to be a lot higher than market value for even a guy who was the number one prospect in baseball who had yet to step foot on a Major League Baseball field. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit more difficult, at least in my eyes, when you get down the line like this. It's easier to say, do what the Braves did the last few years and say, all right, a good couple months. Here you go. Sign the contract. Here's an extension kind of thing.
But they haven't done it with Max Fried. Max Fried's still, unsigned.
He's friends with Lucas Giolito.
Yeah.
But I mean, again, I don't think it's surprising when a player has some success that they want to say, all right, where can my success take me? And I think when you hit free agency, your success can take you, as we saw this year, to hundreds of millions of dollars in one fell swoop. I mean, Lucas Giolito has an elite year this year, which I don't think any of us would say is out of the realm of possibility. He goes to free agency and gets a ton of money.
He's making more than 20 a year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What
did Jose Quintana sign for? Like 15?
Oh, yeah, no, something gross.
Yeah, like
I'm so glad the White Sox. That's what I'm saying.
Like they signed Jose Quintana. 13. Had one good year. Good, but he signed for 13 and he's way longer in the tooth than Lucas Giolito. Lucas Giolito's still in, I think, in his 20s. If he has another establishing year where he's back to being Lucas, man, it's going to break the bank.
So, yeah, and even though he's got more years of arbitration left, it shouldn't be surprising that he would want to follow that path as well. And I think the White Sox, the onus is on them to pay that market value that you were talking about, which right now, right this second, is pretty high. And I think people are now going around, rolling their eyes every time Yoan Moncada's contract gets brought up. But when the White Sox gave him that contract, it looked like they were getting a good deal.
Damn straight.
And just because it has not played out that way does not mean that wasn't the case when they gave him that contract. So these extension things, I think the White Sox are always interested in extending the guys that they have brought up. I think when it comes to Giolito or Cease or Andrew Vaughn, who's a position player with a different situation maybe, but I think they always want to extend those guys. I don't think people should look at the situation and say, how in the world can this not get done when the players see what all these free agents are getting? Carlos Correa, I mean, agreed to what? Like $1 billion worth of contracts this offseason?
Three deals over $200 million.
I mean, and when you see that, and the level of confidence that these guys all have in themselves, I think Dylan Cease looks out there and say, man, I was almost as good as Justin Verlander last year. Look what Justin Verlander just got paid.
And he's 1,000.
He's 1,000.
But, and to speak to your Steven Strasburg point, I think that is a very unique situation in Washington with Mike Rizzo and Scott Boras. There's a lot of Scott Boras clients with the Washington Nationals, well, used to be, because of the good relationship they had. And so how Mike Rizzo treated and how he worked Steven Strasburg in his rookie year where they had a number, he hit the number, and he didn't pitch anymore. They saved him. So that was a good plus on Mike Rizzo's side. according to Steven Strasburg. And so getting that extension before he hits free agency, it was just a natural thing. And Steven Strasburg was oft injured, too, in his major league career. So it was smart for Steven Strasburg to sign that deal because they did come to him with a huge-ass deal. You read the numbers off and then immediately re-signed after he did opt out after 3 years. And so I think that is the exception, not the rule. I think Dylan Cease and most Scott Boras clients are going to get to free agency, and they should. They should look to finding all the money they can find and having all the teams bid for their services. So I don't know if Scott's the Steven Strasburg is going to be prologue for what Dylan Cease is going to do.
And I'll just say one more thing, too, because obviously that narrative is out there. The White Sox and Scott Boras don't mix, apparently. That's what a lot of folks say. You see that on Twitter. Scott Boras' client, Dallas Keuchel, just got one of the biggest contracts in White Sox history a few years back.
I think there's five over 50 million.
55.5 million for 3 years, and then had things not gone terribly, and he ended up getting, because there was a fourth year possible on the end of that. That would have been higher than Grandal's had he gotten that fourth year, but obviously didn't play out that way. But hey, there's a Boras client getting a deal with the White Sox done, and hey, for a year there, it looked like a really good one for the White Sox too.
And Dylan also mentioned to you yesterday about Scott Boras, like he's very good at putting a number to you. Like he has a good standing of where you stand and, you know, how to improve. And, you know, I just think that number is always going to continue to rise for Dylan. So again, it's
as long as the other ones don't, right?
Right. Yeah. As long as that ERA stays low. I do have to, I can't think of off the top of my head. I mean, Yoan was over 70 million, right?
70 even, I want to say.
70 even.
But that's not a free agent deal. Obviously we make a lot of, a lot of distinctions, especially here when with the Benintendi deal. I mean, can't Luis Roberts end up being the richest if all the options are picked up and everything?
Yeah, million to match his number.
Okay, but I mean, how? What does that have to do? Is it just if everything's picked up?
If they pick up his two options, there's two option years,
40 million,
which are club years, I think.
Okay,
I think, and they're like 20 million per year.
Yeah. Okay. And then there's 2 $4 million options. So, yeah, I don't know. I think if with free agent deals and extensions, Moncada, Benintendi, Grandal, Hendricks, Albert Bell, and then Keuchel. And then Robert is at 50. So Robert, no matter what, is still above 50. So I think those are the 6 or 7.
Moncada's is the biggest of the extensions that were given out.
Yeah, 70 million.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think that's one of the 6 that have been over 50 million.
And as Vinny said, I was shocked when Moncada signed that deal. Mm-hmm. I was not shocked that the White Sox offered it, but I was like, Moncada's coming off a nice year. All right, do your thing, smart man. Hey, I guess you want money.
You said you wouldn't tell hitters, take extensions.
I'll tell you,
hitting is hard. I don't understand how they do it.
And that's why, folks, remember, Herb is not an agent.
Yeah, no. And the fiance's a lawyer. I mean, about to be a lawyer. Oh, so
she should be the agent.
I'll tell her, go into sports law so I can tell you some things about sports. It's like, hey, tell Yoan Moncada not to sign that extension, brother.
She just looks at you and goes,
I think he was right.
And I thought, too, because of Yoan Moncada's signing bonus he got when he first signed with Boston, I thought, you know, okay, he's cool with money, so he doesn't need this extension. But, you know, hey, I'm not in this situation. He's got people to take care of if he needs to, and he just wants money in pocket. Smooth. Go ahead, do your thing.
And let's not forget Tim Anderson. He counts as part of this extended group, as does Aaron Bummer.
Yeah.
So
that one shook the world. When
I'm
that
just
was
saying
announced.
You've got to provide all the context.
Was that same day? I think it was very bang.
No,
bang,
it was
the
sitting
Bummer
in Sky
and
Harbor.
One.
Sitting in Sky Harbor Airport when the Bummer one came down.
Sky Harbor. Oh, is that all?
Arizona.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I was leaving spring training that day, when that happened that day. Yeah.
And shout out to Cross Tillman, who's hanging out with us, Greg as well, and we also got Stefan Bardo with the super chat. I can't be the only one worried about Sox players playing in the World Baseball Classic. Robert and Yo, even Lynn. I guess that's why Dylan is not pitching in the World Baseball Classic. We're talking about, you know, the preliminary rosters, who's in, who's out. Dylan told you guys that he's out, not going to be playing in the World Baseball Classic. Going to focus strictly on this season, probably because, you know, he's focused about that future contract we've been talking about.
Well,
I'm just joking.
I think when you play for the White Sox the last 2 years, you looked around and saw everything that could go wrong on the injury front. You go, you know what? I'm going to focus on my body and making sure that it's right and all that. And listen, we're going to talk about this, obviously, as we go into World Baseball Classic talk, but I'll just say this. I'm going to be a somewhat contradictory in my thoughts because I'm going to be someone who isn't necessarily in love with the World Baseball Classic, mm-hmm. but I get very irritated at the idea that people don't want their team's players to play in it to save, you know, like the whole thing of like, boy, I hope my players play well enough to get honored at the All-Star game, but I would be so mad if they played at the All-Star game. Okay. Like, yes. Guys.
I hear you.
This is a thing.
No, right.
The guys like this. Let them play.
And yeah, and if he gets hurt in playing in the World Baseball Classic or he gets hurt in a spring training game, like
it's the same thing.
What's the difference?
Right.
And two, like World Baseball Classic has a little bit more importance. Like a spring training is just an exhibition. Yeah. At least you're playing for something,
right?
For the World Baseball Classic.
And I know there's two different sports, but this past year the European Basketball Championships happened, and all the players who you think of, great European players, Luka Doncic,
Jokic,
our guy Goran Dragic, all these guys played out there, and so. When they came to their NBA camps, they were ahead of everybody. They were, and the competitive fires were going, and they were ahead of everybody. You could see in the play, Luka Doncic is having a hell of a year. He wasn't like he was some crum bum last year, but he is taking it to the next level. Nikola Jokic, of course, is taking it to the next level. He's going to win and probably his third MVP. So I think maybe this gives guys the competitive juices flowing a little earlier in the season than they're used to. And so when they hit the ground running in April in Houston, they're like, okay, Luis Robert's been playing ball. So has Yoan Moncada. Tim Anderson's been playing ball. Lance got a couple innings in. So they're ahead of the schedule where we're usually at, and they've been competitive in baseball. And I know the injury risk is huge, but I wouldn't mind. Lance Lynn, knock on wood, is a horse. He's fine. And the players, I don't necessarily care if position right. players play but in the WBC. Actually, I want them to play. As Vinny said, I want to see Luis Robert play. You don't think Yoan Moncada wants to represent his home country?
You don't want a Tim Anderson Team USA jersey?
Exactly.
Are you kidding me?
Even then, Lance Lynn got hurt last year in spring training. He missed the first couple of weeks, yeah. the first 6 weeks, because he got injured in his last start in spring training. Like,
do that for the country instead of just
exactly.
regular games that don't count.
I know that when I was, you know, I compared to the All-Star game a little bit in saying that, like, when I was a kid, you wanted to turn on the All-Star game, and you right. were, and if the guys from your team weren't starting, you were sitting there waiting. Oh man, I can't wait till fourth or eighth inning rolls around and they put the guy from my team in. I would think that Tim Anderson getting a start in for Team USA in the WBC would be a big, exciting reason for White Sox fans to turn that game on.
Or watching the final and seeing if, you know, he gets a pinch hit opportunity and like TA comes in through in a clutch moment, like. You know, there you go. That's what you want.
Maybe it's U.S. Cuba in the final, and you get to see Lance Lynn against Luis Robert for the championship.
Or maybe it's the DR versus Cuba, and it's and here comes Yoan Moncada and Luis Robert up for Cuba, and who's coming out of the bullpen for the Dominican Republic?
Eloy Jimenez?
Is that Eloy Jimenez? Mariano Rivera? No, LASIK Raylo.
Oh.
Because we'll talk about it. But, hey.
Is he not?
He might not
Raylo,
find a spot.
Respect him.
Raylo might not find a spot. I've looked at that team.
Stop.
God damn.
Hey, Raylo, give him
friends.
Credit. We're going to take a quick.
It's this big, man. And they got all those damn players. Dominican is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. And they're all good.
Oh, my God.
The lineup's
ridiculous. I looked at the lineup. I was like, this is ridiculous.
It's mercy.
Mariano Rivera from Panama.
Yes, thank you. I was just more of the closer thing. Yeah. But yeah.
God, that should be their national anthem, shouldn't it?
It should. Bring out David Lee Roth. He's still with us. Come on now.
Yeah, but Eddie Van Halen, before he passed, he was Panamanian, no?
No, he's like Dutch.
They're American, but yeah.
I think they're both joking. Dutch, the Van Halens,
yes.
And then they moved to L.A. as young people.
Yes.
What's his brother?
Alex.
Oh, he's in the band.
The drummer.
No, I just didn't know.
The band's called Van Halen.
I didn't know if it was like.
I know more about music than you. Come on, man.
I don't know much about Van Halen.
You should know more.
I know that Sammy Hagar was also in that
band. Bad. No.
And then Lee Roth came back.
Are you about to bring Gary Cherone up next?
I don't know who that is.
We will not stand for Van Hagar on this podcast.
I don't know. I don't know any Van Hagar songs.
Gary Cherone, Extreme. More Than Words?
Oh, yeah. More Than Words. Mm-hmm.
You just sang that to the tune of Panama.
No.
That guy.
Sean, the new national single dropped today. Did you listen to it?
I didn't listen to it today, but I will listen to it on my ride home.
Also announced
their
world tour.
Yeah.
Coming to the Chicago Theater May 20th and 21st. But
ooh.
This is now turning into CHGO _music, which I could do it another time.
I saw them at the Civic Opera, and I don't think anything's going to beat that, just because that place is fantastic.
I saw them at Prospect Park in Brooklyn, outdoors. It was beautiful. Beach House open. It was wonderful.
Very nice. Well, let's take a quick break.
This is a real downturn from that Van Halen talk, wasn't it?
I know more about the National than I do about Van Halen.
It's like, why are they talking about the Nationals? They can't play instruments at all.
Mike can't Grisso. Play baseball very well either.
Local guy. Got to let you know about Green Ridge Farm. They're a Chicago local meat and cheese company offering you a better all-natural option. They're the makers of all-natural deli meat, sausages, and their famous meat sticks. They're perfect for tailgating, happy hour, school lunches, and these all-natural meat sticks are hardwood smoked for 8 hours. With 16 grams of protein per stick, they make a perfect post-workout snack. So when Nikola Jokic and Luka Doncic are playing in the European Basketball Championship, they're probably, you know, loading up on meat sticks after the game. Meat sticks come in chicken, Black Forest beef, and flavors like jalapeno cheddar and spicy chili. And if you haven't tried them yet, you don't know what you're missing out on. Delicious because they're made from recipes generations in the making, and being all natural, they deliver a fresh and flavorful alternative at snack time. You can always find them in the refrigerated section at Costco, Sam Club, or your local Chicagoland grocery store. And right now, when you order any 3 meat products at greenridgefarm.com and include a pack of meat sticks in your cart, those meat sticks will be free simply by using code CHGO at checkout. Green Ridge Farm, simply natural meat. Again, order any 3 meat products at greenridgefarm.com and include a pack of meat sticks in your cart. Those meat sticks will be free at greenridgefarm.com. Also got to let you know about ComEd Facility. The ComEd Energy Efficiency Program is committed to helping families and businesses in the communities we serve save money and energy. ComEd offers free facility assessments that can find energy-saving opportunities, whether it's lighting, HVAC systems, commercial kitchen equipment, or industrial processes. And an authorized engineer will work with you to develop a detailed assessment plan specific to your goals and needs. These can be done in person or virtually and last approximately 2 hours. And within 3 to 4 weeks, customers will receive a deep report detailing energy efficiency projects that they can start working on immediately. Each recommendation will include estimated energy savings, projected costs, potential incentives, and simple payback. So don't wait. Get started saving money and energy today. For energy-saving tips and to schedule your free facility assessment, go to comed.com/poweringbiz. That's comed.com/poweringbiz. If you're ready to sign up for facility assessment, call us at 1-855-433-2700. I feel like we need fireworks or something going on, like music. Maybe
Van Halen, maybe?
Yeah, maybe some dance. I don't know, dancers. Like I feel like the energy kind of gets sucked out during the ad reads.
Oh.
I
had to tweet something White Sox related. So,
yeah. Anything important?
Not really. Yes. I mean, the White Sox announced the web page where fans can go and submit some messages for Liam Hendricks as he's going through his nice. Cancer battle. So, yeah, cool. you can. I think they allow you to send videos, and if you want to make artwork, you know, if you got a kid's drawing or something that you want to pass along, the White Sox have set up a spot where you can go do that.
WhiteSox.com/TeamLiam. Mm-hmm. So you can find it there. Very nice. Cool. Cool, the White Sox there. I thought you were going to bring up, build your dream rotation with $15. That graphic.
Did you notice no active White Sox pitchers were involved in that graphic out earlier today.
Why do you think that was?
I don't know. Dallas Keuchel was not on there either.
Shocker. Yeah. Could have put it been in the dollar bin.
Yeah. There were a few missing. No Dylan Covey. Recent vintage. I don't think there were any guys on there that I've covered since I've been on the beat.
They were all like decent. Like, you know, there was no like
decent. There weren't like the best pitchers in the history of the team. Right.
But like there was no like Irvin Santana or like, you know, Despaigne.
Again, where were all the guys I covered? Yeah, on now.
You didn't cover Jose Contreras? You're not that old?
I mean, I've talked to Jose Contreras, but while he pitched. Yeah.
That was an old joke. Anyways, let's get into the World Baseball Classic. It's 4:30. We got about a half hour here just to go through some of these preliminary rosters. Give a shout out to Sean Spraulding. Spradling.
Spradling. Spraulding, get your foot off the boat.
You'll get nothing in like it.
What's that from?
Caddyshack? You haven't seen Caddyshack?
I haven't seen Caddyshack.
Stop it.
My bad.
Sean, what?
Come on.
I haven't seen Caddyshack.
You have homework.
I do. I haven't seen a lot of stuff. But anyways, World Baseball Classic is going to be taking place across three different places. Japan will host some games, Taiwan will host some games, and the United States will host some games March 8th through the 21st. Spring training starts February 13th to 16th.
Right around Valentine's Day, yeah.
Yeah, different reporting days. You'll be down in spring training sometime in March, right? Is that when you went last year in March?
Well, that was last year was the lockout. Yeah, usually I'm there at the start. Yeah.
Okay. So Vinny will be there around February or so. But the interesting thing is just, you know, different pools. Pool A is going to be played in Taichung. I believe that is in Taiwan. Chinese Taipei will be in this pool. Netherlands will be in this pool. Taipei, thank you. Chinese Taipei, Netherlands, Cuba, Italy. I was going to say Italy.
You could say Italy.
Yeah, so don't worry. I just don't know how to say anything. Italy and Panama.
We need to send Sean back to college, phonics. But as a film and geography major.
and a phonics major. How do you speak words? Pool B will be in Tokyo, Japan, South Korea, Australia, China, the Czech Republic. Pool C will be in Phoenix.
Baseball in the Czech Republic, huh?
Yeah.
Wouldn't have guessed.
I mean, Max Kepler, he's German. So it's kind of
Germany.
But I mean, like, but
Germany,
same,
not Chechnya. Yeah.
Same area. No, two different countries. But you know,
I saw
that
Eric
region.
Sogard's on that team because we're not going to talk about the Czech Republican team. Eric Sogard's on the preliminary rosters since we're gonna, you know, probably skip the Czech Republic team altogether.
Probably. I didn't even see that because
former Cub great.
There you go. Great. Former Cub for great. Sure. Pool C will be in Phoenix March 11th through the 15th. That's U.S.'s pool. Mexico also in that pool. Colombia also in that pool. Canada and Great Britain. Pool D will be in Miami, Puerto Rico, Venezuela, Dominican Republic, Israel, and Nicaragua in that pool. And then the second round will start on the 15th through the 18th. Championship round will be from the 19th through the 21st. Let's go through some of these teams. We'll start off with Team USA, the team that Dylan C. said no to. In left field, we got Kyle Tucker of the Houston Astros. Center field, Mike Trout, and he is confirmed from the Los Angeles Angels.
Some of the guys that you're going to be reading are just pure guesses? They have not been confirmed at all? Or are they like, they've said, but we don't know how they're going to stack up? We don't know what the actual roster is
going to
be.
Exactly, okay. Yeah. Yeah, these guys have pretty much told the teams that they're in. And then, you know, because with some in Dominican Republic, I think there was reports that a couple players are out, and then they had to put in their IGs like, no, son, I'm back in. I think it was Starlin Marte for the most part. But I think these people have all shown interest and have said they're going to be in the preliminary rounds.
Gotcha.
Kyle Tucker confirmed back on the 27th. I know Trout confirmed during the season as well. Mookie Betts in right field.
Ridiculous.
For the Dodgers. Nolan Arenado at third base. Trey Turner now the Phillies at shortstop. Jeff McNeil at second base. Paul Goldschmidt at first base. JT Realmuto is the catcher. On the bench, Will Smith, catcher for the Dodgers. Bobby Witt Jr., third base, shortstop for the Royals. Pete Alonso, first base for the Mets. You got Tim Anderson on the bench, shortstop for your Chicago White Sox. Cedric Mullins, outfielder for the Orioles, and Kyle Schwarber on the bench as well. Rotation, Kershaw, Logan Webb, Nestor Cortez, and Brady Singer. There's only four starters there, so I think
probably Lance Lynn in there too.
Lance Lynn also reported to be interested, but Lance Lynn's in the bullpen. Nathan Eovaldi, Miles Michaelis, Nick Martinez, Lance Lynn, Merrill Kelly, Kyle Freeland, Dylan Tate, Devin Williams, David Bednard, Daniel Bard, Adam Wainwright, Adam Ottavino, and Ryan Pressly.
This team's loaded.
Absolutely loaded. And they are, you know, the defending champions. They won in 2017. It's been a six-year hiatus. Does Team USA having a good team or being competitive make you interested in this? Is it the star power that can make you more interested in this? Like, being something that's going to be taking place during March, obviously it's competitive baseball. Like, if you are going to be flipping on the TV and putting this on for March 8th to the 21st, like, what is grabbing your attention?
I will tell you this. In my opinion, and you can feel however you want, people should be way more excited about this than spring training games. I think spring training games are just worthless. They're full of minor leaguers. They don't count.
I mean, it's a nice day in the sun, but other than that, my gosh.
Yeah, right.
Who
exactly.
cares about what's going on in
the
field?
You should not care about the outcome of any part of a Cactus League game. That is my opinion, but more power to you if you do. The World Baseball Classic, mostly because of the time between the events, right, it keeps its novelty, I think. And even, you know, again, I just said earlier, I'm not the big World Baseball Classic guy, whatever. But, you know, I have to write things. If you are at home and just are like, I would like to see some baseball, you should turn on this instead of Cactus League game.
Absolutely. And hey, shout out to Sean Spradling, who did all of these preliminary rosters, who's hanging out in the chat. He said, all the names I put on the graphics are confirmed on the 50-man preliminary roster. Final rosters are due on February 7th.
So there's cuts to be made.
Yeah, there are cuts.
And this team is strong, but their weak link, starting pitchers. Like, they lost, and you said they are the reigning champions. One of the big-time members of that reigning champion team is now playing for Puerto Rico. That is the Cubs' Marcus Stroman, who dominated the last time he pitched and dominated specifically against Puerto Rico because they were talking smack to him about his mother, who is Puerto Rican, I believe, and how he didn't play for them instead of the United States. Now he's going to play for Puerto Rico, so that gives them a leg up. But that starting pitcher, Clayton Kershaw, a little over the hill, still good over the hill. I mean, look at the rest of these people, like Logan Webb, Nestor Cortez, Brady Singer.
Hey,
Lance Lynn's good enough to make
that
rotation.
Yeah, they're good, right. So not great.
What Lance told James about the World Baseball Classic is that he's probably good for about 60 pitches.
He's going to do the same level of work that he would do in a Cactus League game.
Exactly. He's not going to overwork himself and overexert himself, so maybe that's why he's projected for the bullpen. But, like, don't trash Brady Singer. Like, if there's a there's a Marcus Stroman on this team, and I will say this right now, the second best pitcher on this team will be Brady Singer. That man, we've seen him eat up the White Sox, and it's not for any reason. Like, that guy is a nasty sinker, nasty slider. People will not be able to just get ahead of him because he's always throwing strikes. He's always loading up the zone. So I'm excited for Brady Singer.
Just hope we have no rain delays.
Level. Well, I'll say this too, and Sean mentioned it in the comments, but the players get up for this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're really excited to be in this. Like, again, I'll bring it back to the All-Star game. People say, like, oh, I hope my guy doesn't pitch in the All-Star game. He might get hurt, blah, 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 blah. But those players really want to be in the All-Star game. It's very important to them. This is the same way. They get a chance to represent their country. Baseball, at least from a major league standpoint, is not an Olympic thing, right? It exists. The baseball is in the Olympics, or it was in the last Olympics. I don't know what it's going to be for next year.
It's not
in Paris.
Yeah,
but
not going to be there on 2024.
Yeah, maybe it'll be back for LA at the end of the decade. But the point being, even when it was in the Olympics, it was minor league guys because obviously the Olympics are during the Major League Baseball season. You're unlikely to see an Olympic break in the future. So if these guys want to represent their country as major leaguers, this is how you do it. And that's for a lot of people, that's a really big deal.
For fans or just the general population, like, the reason why it's not a bigger thing, is it just because it's still fairly new? Like, the Olympics have been around for a while.
Yes.
Where the World Baseball Classic has been around since 2006.
17 years.
Yeah. There's only been, I think, 4 events. And,
correct.
You know, this is a 6-year hiatus because of COVID. Mm-hmm.
I think the last one I watched thoroughly. Like, I watched most of the games, and it was exciting. They played a game, and if you've seen the highlights where Manny Machado of Baltimore Orioles at the time hits a ball straight center, and you have Baltimore Orioles center fielder at the time, Adam Jones, playing his hometown city of San Diego, robbing him of a home run. That was exciting. That I remember everybody around me being hyped up about the United States actually competing well in the World Baseball Classic, because the first 3, they didn't represent very well. It was Japan winning the first 2, and I think Dominican won the 3rd one. So for the United States to actually win one in 2017, I think that piqued a lot of people's interest, and it's been around 17 years. Think about these players. They grew up with this for the most part. They say, hey, man, maybe I want to be in the World Baseball Classic when I get older, because I see these players having an enjoyable time. And maybe somebody 6 years ago who was in the minors or in high school saw the American team do what they did versus Puerto Rico and Dominican and say, you know what? I want to represent my country somehow, and that's the way I can do it. And that's why players like Lance Lynn are signing up. That's why Tim Anderson's like, yeah, sign me up. I want to play for my country. I want to represent on the national stage for my country, wear the USA across my chest.
Well, and Alex says most American baseball fans are casuals and won't go out of their way to watch like they would have for the Olympics. And as we know, baseball is a very hyper-local sport. So it's more about, you know, my city and, you know, even we see the divide in our town, you know, just north versus south side.
But hey, having Tim Anderson and Lance Lynn on that Team USA roster, at least for White Sox fans, because you're right, mm-hmm. it is It is hyper-local. If there were no White Sox playing on Team USA, what reason do White Sox fans have to tune in other than, oh, I like baseball?
Does it hurt, you know, at least Chicago's market if Tim Anderson's on the bench and Lance Lynn's not starting?
No. I mean, I want to see Tim Anderson play, but if you're tuning in to see Tim Anderson play, know that Trey Turner is probably going to get the majority of the starts at shortstop because he's the better player as of right now. So, yeah, I think he'll get you're not committing to the World Baseball Classic as Tim Anderson and sitting on the bench the whole time. You'll see him play.
Yeah, well, plenty. And too, like, I mean, like, March 11th, the U.S. Has Great Britain. I think Tim maybe makes that start. And then, you know, Mexico, which should be more of a competitive game, maybe Turner gets that start. You know, like maybe that's where they balance out because it is the 11th they play, the 12th they play, the 13th they play, the 14th they play. So these guys will need to at least get some starts.
Also, and Herb's right. If you need a bench shortstop, go get a bench shortstop. Don't get Tim Anderson.
Yeah.
Tim Anderson's a starting shortstop. Like, it'll rotate. It'll be fine. Yeah.
And Nestor Cortez mentioned that too. He said watching the games as a high schooler in 2013 in Florida and couldn't wait to play in the WBC. And hey, here he is with his mustache. Let's take a quick break here and we'll talk about the just absolutely absurd Dominican team that will be the favorite. But we got to let you know about Game Time. Game Time will, if you are in Chase Field area, will have tickets for World Baseball Classic. They are the hottest new ticketing site that makes it easier.
Or in Glendale too. Glendale's hosting a couple of preliminary games too.
The White Sox are playing a game against one of the WBC teams.
Okay.
Yeah. Get some teams at Game Time, I'm sure.
Yeah, this pool, at least Wikipedia has the venue all being
Chase
Field.
Those would all be Chase Field. The actual games will all be at Chase Field.
And then Miami will all be at Lone Depot Park for pool.
But yeah, you'll see some of those teams playing against major league teams in quote-unquote spring training games at those teams' ballparks.
Hell yeah. I mean, are we going to see, like, the White Sox versus Great Britain?
They might win. Someone commented that they're playing Colombia. That might be be written in there already.
Cute.
I'm not sure.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Oh, Jose Quintana, he's back.
Cute.
Let's go.
But no, Alex has the point, by the way, that I think affects my feelings towards the WBC. It's in the middle of the NCAA tournament. Mm. Like, you know,
we got multiple
a lot of our viewers are probably not these people, but some people only have so much sports bandwidth, you know, that we can deal with. And so, you know, if you're going to watch a full day of sports, maybe you don't try to squeeze in, you know, the game between Puerto Rico and the Netherlands. But, that's probably actually a good one, isn't it?
It is.
It's really, truly brutal for the college basketball fans, too, because, like, Selection Sunday is the 12th, and that's the second day of at least Pool C playing. So, that's a good point by Alex. You big tourney guy?
I have been in the past. I don't think, you know, that whole COVID year really disrupted my whole sports watching thing. I don't watch nearly as many sports as I did pre-COVID.
I agree with that. But was it the bracket or was it like the upsets or was it the nonstop basketball?
What, that I liked about the NCAA tournament?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on all day, right?
Okay. Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
That was my favorite too. I was in school the whole time, and I didn't actually want to pay attention to school. I just had the Wi-Fi.
We know you didn't want to pay attention to school, but
no, you don't.
Were you talking about Game Time, by the way?
I was talking about Game Time. Thank you so much.
Check out this comment from Marcos here. He says, "What up, fellas? Happy Hump Day. Went to the Hawks game last night and saw a win thanks to Game Time."
There you go,
Marcos. Thank
you, Marcos.
Let's go.
And they won to the demise
of
us.
Yeah, dismay. Thank you. Gambling habit.
First period, end of regulation for the Sabres didn't hit at +210. And the Hawks just had to be real crafty and get back in that. Game Time's the hottest new ticketing site that makes it easier than ever to score the best deals on tickets to sports, concerts, and shows. You could be just like Marcos and score last-minute price drops on Game Time on seats that you never thought you could buy to Blackhawks games. Hey, maybe you're a French Sox fan and you're excited to go see the Bulls in Paris. You could check out Game Time and find a deal on that. You won't
Les
find
Bulls.
Les Bulls.
That game is tomorrow at like 1:30.
Yeah,
local time.
Two might be the tip. Okay. But yeah, you know, get a little pregame with your guy Jason Goff, 1:30.
Our guys at CHGO Bulls are out there.
That too.
Them.
I don't know why I said that. Find a better deal this season on Bulls tickets created by the fans for the fans. Game Time guarantees the lowest price. If you love CHGO, then you love Game Time. The best way to support us is by buying your tickets through the link in the description. Join over 15 million people who have downloaded the Game Time app and score the best seats to all your favorite events. I feel embarrassed that
my
thoughts didn't go to Matt, Dave, Will, and our guy Ryan out in Paris. Also got to let you know about Shady Rays. All of our guys in Paris are probably rocking their Shady Rays across the pond. Is it a, and then a, another pond? Like, is it just across the pond? Because that's England. Like,
ugh, Sean.
It's only one big pond. Like,
yeah.
Couple ponds?
The Pond, capital T, capital okay. P, is the nickname for the Atlantic. Well, I saw Law trying to pull up these Bulls, these French Bulls tickets on Game Time. Law? And yeah. I can tell you from experience work. That for someone who's looking for tickets to the Cricket World Cup final, Game Time is United States based.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's not international.
Yeah, but maybe Canada. I don't know. But definitely not over oceans.
Yeah, not across. Yeah,
not across the pond.
Yeah.
But not Game Time. Game Time is not in the sunglasses business. Shady Rays never understood why sunglasses were so expensive. So they said, I have to change it. You don't have to break the bank for quality sunglasses this winter because our friends at Shady Rays have you covered. Shady Rays are premium polarized shades featuring world-class optical clarity, substantial durability, and styles catered to everyone and every lifestyle. The best part about Shady Rays, they have the most insane protection program in all of eyewear, lost and broken replacements. If you lose or break your shades on day one, they told us that they will send you a brand new pair. No questions asked. And they stand behind their product and told their team that if anyone has a problem, they will throw profit out the window and do what it takes to get it right. They offer free returns and exchanges. You either love the shades or Shady Rays will pay them to ship them back. So exclusively for our listeners, Shady Rays is running their deepest deal of the season. Use code CHGO for 50% off two or more pairs at ShadyRays.com. Buy one, get one free. You can get two pairs for as low as $54. Redeem only at ShadyRays.com where you can find all their newest and best shades. Also, shout out to Connor Smith, who mentioned in 2006 he had some South of African baseball players.
Big WC fan.
Signed his baseball.
Big WBC fan. Biggest I know.
The legends of our sport, the South African baseball players. The few and plenty out there. Let's go to the Dominican team for the World Baseball Classic. Because this team is just absurd. Starling Marte in left, Julio Rodriguez in center, Juan Soto in right, Manny Machado at third base, Jeremy Pena at shortstop, Jose Ramirez at second base, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. at first, Gary Sanchez behind the plate, Rafael Devers is their DH. On the bench, Amed Rosario, Eloy Jimenez, Francisco Mejia, Franmil Reyes, Gene Segura, Jorge Polanco, Ketel Marte, Nelson Cruz, O'Neill Cruz, Robinson Cano, Wander Franco, Teoscar Hernandez, Willie Adames. I'm leaving some names off there as well. The rotation, Sandy Alcantara, Framber Valdez, Christian Javier, Luis Castillo. Also, there's only going to be four pool games, so maybe that's why there's four starters. Maybe that's why Lance Lynn was out of the starter role right there. And then in the bullpen, Emmanuel Clase, Frankie Montas, Freddy Peralta, Gregory Soto, Johnny Cueto, to name a few. This team, the favorite? No?
Yes.
Okay.
By far. Like their weakest position is their catcher, hitting-wise. Like, having Gary Sanchez as your weakest hitter is a pretty good consolation prize. But starting rotation, solid. They have to move Jose Ramirez to second base because Manny Machado's at third. And Jeremy Pena is your shortstop. Like, it's just dumb. It's just ridiculous. Like, if Starling Marte gets hurt, like, he was preliminary out because he had some injury, then he went onto IG and was like, no, I'm good, guys. But imagine, he goes out left field. I don't like it, as Vinny was saying. Eloy Jimenez, available for you to come off the bench and give you some good at-bats. I mean, just a dumb embarrassment of riches of that Dominican team. Just small island. Just a bunch of good competitive players that are going to dominate this tournament. They're my favorite for this tournament. I'm not going to be cheering for them when they're going against the United States. But otherwise, yeah, I'm going to be cheering for this team.
Well, and two, Reynaldo Lopez is projected as well or possibly on the thought-to-be list for relief pitchers for the DR. So another possible spot for a White Sox player to pop up.
KPW brings up a good point. Their first baseman, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., I think was born in Canada, so he could potentially play for Canada. He's not because he's Dominican.
He wants to win.
Yes.
go play for the good team. I do want to bring
up. Did A-Rod play for the Dominican team?
I think he did. Yeah. Instead of America, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a picture of him in that. Yeah, he was born in New York. I know that, but yeah, I think his mom was Dominican. Yeah, here's A-Rod in a sweet WBC jersey. Kind of looks like him in the Texas Rangers jersey. Let's go to the other team that has some White Sox on it, and then we'll just bounce around to some other teams that have caught my eye. Cuba is the team that we'll go to next. Roel Santos
will... For the first time ever, They're allowing
yes
people who formerly used to live in Cuba to play for Team Cuba, which is pretty neat.
Even people who have defected.
And I mean, really, I mean, you know, these guys, for all the hardship that they had to go through to leave their home country, they are proud of their heritage and their culture. And that's really cool that these guys get to play with Cuba on their chest again, even after they've left.
Well, and two, one of the names that is kind of missed out here, we'll get to in a second. Roel Santos in left field for Team Cuba. Luis Robert, you might know him, White Sox, great, in center field. Yadier Drake in right field. Yoan Moncada at third base. Ezribel Arribarrena at shortstop. Andy Ibanez at second base. Ariel Martinez at first base. Lorenzo Quintana behind the plate. Yoenis Cespedes at DH. But the big thing, Team Cuba.
No Jose.
That sucks.
I don't know. Is he like just like, I don't want to play?
He played before. He's played in this before, yes? Well,
yeah, when he was like a Cuban national before he defected. Yeah. I mean, maybe he's already got the experience. He's like, I don't need to do it again. And I need to have my rest and focus on my new team and go with that. But I would love to see Jose Abreu play for Team Cuba. That would make this team a little bit more competitive. They have good major leaguers, as you see the two White Sox we've named already. But I don't know if that's enough for them to actually compete with the top teams.
Well, you say that, but didn't they make the finals in each of the first 2 years, right?
Yeah, versus
they lost
them
to Japan,
yeah.
Twice in a row, right? Yeah, so they know what they're doing when it comes to baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Cuba was second in 2006, and even then Puerto Rico, too. Puerto Rico's finished second in the past two World Baseball Classics as well. I'm looking up Jose, if he has declined or not, and I don't know if Sean's still in the chat or not. I do not see if he can. So the report was that Yoan, Luis, Jose, Yordan Alvarez, Randy Arozarena can play for Cuba in the World Baseball Classic, but I have not seen a report saying that Jose is not.
Looking at these rosters, I was surprised. I thought I saw Randy Arozarena on Team Mexico or a different team, and I was kind of shocked by it. So that's what I was, like, taken aback by. Yeah, Rosarena is on Team Mexico instead of Team Cuba. Go.
Thank you, Sean, for hanging around. Many Cuban players do not want to play for the country due to their disagreement with the Cuban government. Abreu declined, and so did Yordan. So you know, some guys are not taking that.
There you
go. I mean, Jose, I think last time when he played had to be before he defected, right?
Yes.
So that probably plays into it as well. This, you know, crazy story about his defection as well. Team Japan has always shown out very, very well. They've always had a medal, quote unquote, in this tournament. Japan won in 2006, 2009, and was third in 2013 and 2017. They have a pretty good pitcher and also play DH, right field, left field, center field, probably second, third, shortstop. Shohei Ohtani leading this team.
What's the old SNL joke with the super fans and Michael Jordan? Hey, Michael, why don't you play some of these teams by yourself? Is that what Ohtani's going to be doing? Just he's going to throw every pitch and he's going to take every swing.
Well, yeah, they don't need a center fielder. He's just going to run in a straight line off the mound and just go play.
Well, he won't give
up
any hits. So.
What's that?
Yeah, right.
He wouldn't give up any hits.
There's no batted balls that even go.
And their number two pitcher is Yu Darvish.
Yeah, that's pretty good, huh?
Ridiculous.
Yeah, and that's the thing is like not a lot of like MLB names. Seiya Suzuki, obviously an MLB player just across the north side. Shohei Ohtani, Yu Darvish, MLB players. The guy that you got to watch out for, if Brady Singer is the dark horse on Team USA, Lars Nootbaar is the silent killer here for Japan. I think his mom is Japanese. Cardinal outfielder. Lit it up last year, silently.
Just a Hall of Fame name.
Hall of Fame name. His name's Lars Nootbaar again, just to hammer that home. I do think that he could kind of be the Marcus Semien.
I still refuse
of this
to believe
tournament.
That's a real name. I just don't. I know I've heard it for over a year. I've watched him play. I've seen him.
I think he's even got a crazy middle name, too, though. Like, he's got, like, just a... It's just Lars Taylor and then Tatsuki, which I think
Taylor.
Is his mom.
That's just so disappointing.
Yeah. Well, and then I think he's got his mom's maiden name, Tatsuji, as his, second middle name?
Sure.
What's that called? Because I have a fourth name, but it's my confirmation name, but that's not a confirmation name.
I think
like
different cultures
name.
Do it in different ways, Sean.
No, I know, but I just didn't know if that has, an actual, if that's just like a second middle name or if that has
I
like
think
a term.
It's just a second
Lars name. Had choices, man. He could have played for the Dutch team, could have played for the English team, the German team. Chose the Japanese team, but that's a good job, Lars.
Yeah, he's got a lot of background. And then
Lars Taylor Nootbaar.
Taylor. The Venezuela team is good as well. Avi Garcia, Ronald Acuna, Anthony Santander, Luis Arraez, Jose Altuve, Andres Jimenez, Miguel Rojas, Pablo Lopez, Sal Perez, Miggy Cabrera. Pretty good starting lineup there for Venezuela.
Avi.
They're going to hit.
Guy.
White Sox fans, tune in to see Avi.
Yes.
Well, some bitch is going to hit. That's I 100% going to get some singles. Like Luis Arraez, the best player on Minnesota, is going to get the job done.
Yeah, but hey, I mean, they got power. I mean, Avi's got power. Andres Jimenez got power. Altuve's got some pop. Salvi's got pop.
Yes.
As long as you just don't throw him a fastball. There's some MLB players, too, for Korea. G-Man Choi, Tommy Edman, Kim Ha-Song on the Korean team. Puerto Rico, Eddie Rosario, Francisco Lindor, Javi Baez, Carlos Correa, Jose Miranda. Hey, Lindor and Correa on the same team. Who would have thought?
Again?
Finally.
finally. Mexico's got a Rosarena, as you said. Luis Gonzalez, former White Sox great. And then I think Alejandro Kirk as well. So that team's
and
obviously.
All the Uriases. Ramon, Julio, and Luis. Yeah. All of them. I don't know if any of them are related, but. Every Urias is on Team Mexico.
And then I just realized this. I'm assuming the Netherlands are very, very good because Curaçao is a territory?
That is correct.
Yes. Okay, so that's why Jerks and Profar, Jonathan Scope, Andres and Simmons. Is Bogaerts is from the Netherlands,
he's
right?
He's from...
Not he from Curaçao?
Not the Netherlands. It's another Caribbean country.
He's Aruba.
Aruba, yeah.
Jamaica. That's where Sidney Ponson is from as well. He was knighted. See, you'll notice this is the Kingdom of the Netherlands. He was knighted by the Queen of the Netherlands.
Bert Beholm Bijleven is one of the coaches. He's actually Dutch.
Bijleven,
yeah.
But also, they play baseball in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They like it over there.
Yeah. I mean,
honkball.
Honkball?
Yeah.
That's what it's called?
Yeah.
Honkball.
Yeah. Just across the pond, Sean.
Yeah.
Just across the pond.
I think that's very cool that the Netherlands
for Team Mexico, I mean, all they need is early parole. If they can get early parole from Esteban Loaiza, they'll be all in.
Wow. I was wondering where that was going.
Okay. We're going to take it in a completely different direction here. Former White Sox great is on Team Colombia. Yes, there's Gio Urshela. What a fella. There is former White Sox great Jose Quintana on this team. Jonathan India, Luis Renjifo, Oscar Mercado. But Tito Polo is their projected center fielder.
Tito Polo.
Our guy. Look
at that. The Tito Polo trade lives.
Vinny's going to tune in just because of Tito Polo's appearances.
I never thought I'd get to see him.
Yeah.
In a televised game.
And then the Canada team's looking interesting so far. Not really fully built out, but Freddie Freeman, Abraham Toro, Cal Contrell, Bo, and Josh
Playing Miller. Without a center fielder and a shortstop is an interesting strategy.
Very interesting
That's
strategy.
That's all they do in Canada, man. That's like Canadian rules baseball.
Team Italy obviously has Vinny Pasquantino on the list and local product Nicky Lopez on the team. Not a lot of power on that. Sam Haggerty, David Fletcher, Trey Mancini, I think, is the only person with actual power on there. And then that's a.
Do they have any actual Italians? Like people from Italy?
Vinny Pasquantino.
Is he from Italy?
Andrew Benintendi, self-acclaimed big Italian. Surprised he's not playing.
Yeah. Do they have any? I think you should have at least one. You should have at least one guy on your roster that's from the country that, you know. Like
the homegrown rule.
You should have a homegrown rule.
Some of these pitchers seem. There's a guy named Vito Frisca or Frisea on the bench.
Okay. Maybe he's Italian.
Maybe he's Italian. I mean, they're all Italian.
They're all of Italian descent.
Yes. Yeah. And then Israel has Kevin Pillar, Jock Peterson, Matt Mervis of the North Side on the team. Taiwan doesn't have any MLB players from what it looks like. And then Panama. If you're looking for where Amundo Sosa or Johan Camargo will be playing,
Bruce Chen,
they'll be playing with Panama. I don't think Bruce Chen.
No,
is Carlos Lee.
No, Carlos Lee.
Why not?
And Great Britain's doing. Great Britain's got Jazz playing at a shortstop, so that should be.
It's because he's Bahamian, right?
Yes,
he is. That's a British territory still or not?
No, not anymore. I don't think it's like Canada. Probably
it's a way. They gotta listen to what the Queen says or the King says, but not really.
The Queen's probably on the money, but other than that, yeah.
Calm down. We ain't gonna listen to you.
And then, as you brought up, Eric Sogard on Team Czech Republic.
Wow, the team.
Yikes!
Team
Wearing those glasses, sucking.
Team Australia, too. I mean, it obviously sucks with the Liam news. I don't know if he was planning on pitching or not.
He's been on it before, I believe.
Yeah,
in the past, there's in only years past. Yeah,
I mean, there's a Pete Moylan available, Ryan Roland Smith, Dave really, Nielsen.
I think all those guys are retired.
Grant Balfour.
I mean, they're probably better than the current Australian players. I don't know any Australian hitters in the league currently now. Like, most of them are pitchers, and most of them are relief pitchers. So, yeah, it's like if you get the game late, Australia's going to dominate.
But my visa might still be active. Maybe I could play for Team Australia.
That'd be fun.
Might as well.
I don't think there's any current MLB hitters.
Yeah. They just
– that are
– all Australia does for American sports is, like, send punters over and send relief pitchers over.
Aaron Whitefield.
Big, big basketball players every once in a while, too.
Mm-hmm.
Your Luke Longley's. Who's the other guy that played for the Cavs?
Della Dedova?
No, the big guy.
Oh, Zunas Ogostrisk?
No,
he's not Australian. Australian.
Big Z. I don't know. Yeah. I don't remember.
Anderson Varejao.
He's a good college player. And then
Gage, I think his name is. I think you're the Seton Hall player.
Jock Landale on the Phoenix Suns, I believe.
Somebody's going to get it. It's the Seton Hall player who's real tall. I know who you're talking about.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Andrew Gaze? From, the 80s?
Yeah, I think.
Hell yeah. I love that Seton Hall team.
Andrew Gaze.
I think he played with LeBron. I don't know.
Shot a hell of a three.
Yeah.
I thought I named all the big men for LeBron. I don't think he was a. Anyways, we can end this show.
Yeah, I got Dave fine. Nielsen already.
We'll get to the bottom
of this.
I'm
a big Dave Nielsen guy.
That's Vinny. John Morton?
Not him.
No. First round, 6-3.
Go watch Caddyshack, Sean.
Okay. Liz Cabbage.
Oh, Andrew Bogut.
Andrew Bogut.
That's what I was thinking of.
Oh, of course. Number one pick in the draft.
He was a Buck. He was a Utah Ute.
Didn't play for the Cavs.
That's going to be
for the Warriors. Maybe that was in the series against LeBron. I don't know. The 3-1. I don't know.
Okay. I'm going to be.
NBA is not my jam.
I'm going to be.
Ironically.
I'm going to be bringing this back around tomorrow. Andrew Bogut sparks something.
And that's the weird thing. I'm going to NBA Jam thing tonight. Well, a Midway thing tonight. Premiere about their documentary.
That's cool.
Oh, thanks for the invite.
Yeah.
You know the guy, the Boom Shakalaka guy, who does the play-by-play for both NBA Jam and the game we have in the back, NBA Blitz? He invited me to a premiere they're having tonight. Tim Kitzrow's his name. He's a local guy. And Midway is a local company that did a lot of things like NBA Jam and Blitz and other games. I think they did Mortal Kombat, too. But they're having a little movie premiere, documentary premiere.
Where's that?
Music Box.
Nice.
And then after the Music Box, I'm going to go to the most popular Chicago chicken place of all time, according to Twitter, Cane's.
Hey, you're going to the one that just opened up?
I'm going to go to the Wrigleyville one because the whole tweet today was like, Chicago gets its first Cane's. Like, I've been going to the Wrigleyville one and the one in Rogers Park for years now. Come on now.
Hey, enjoy the Music Box. That place is a treasure.
Yeah. Jollibee?
Yeah.
I've never had that. I've only heard great things about it.
Or good crisp. Chicken. Crisp up in Broadway. It's kind of close to where the Music
Box. I just saw Jollibee on DoorDash.
I've never seen a Jollibee store.
Crisp is great.
Yeah.
But forget these imports from other places.
Yeah, CHGO _ chicken talk will be tomorrow.
People love
I'm in. Do I sign up for that? Can I be the lead host of that one?
You and Jay.
Yeah.
That's Vinny Duber. You can follow him on Twitter at Vinny Duber. He's our CHGO White Sox.
The show will be called I'm Fat Also.
Prospect.
Or two. Or T-O-O.
Yeah.
Or two. The numeral.
XL. I'm fat XL.
Yeah.
That's Vinny Duber. You can follow him on Twitter, at Vinny Duber. He's our CHGO White Sox beat writer. Sorry. Thank you to Herb Lawrence. He's our CHGO White Sox community leader.
People are like, did the record just skip on this podcast?
I don't even know where I am. I'm Sean Anderson. You can follow me on Twitter, at Sean _W_Anderson. Thank you to everyone for hanging out with us in the chat. And thank you to Sean Spradling for putting together those graphics and then also answering all of our questions in the chat as well. You can follow Sean on Twitter. And of course, I have now closed it out. So we'll just end the show so you guys don't have to deal with it. No, I found it at Sean _ Spradling.
And he spells his name correctly with an H.
Yes. No, it's other Sean. Other Sean, not S-E-A-N, S-H-A-W-N. Thank you to Lord Benedetto. Benedetti, who could play for the Italian World Baseball Classic team. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 4 p.m. Goodbye.